Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody once again to the Member Solutions Consulting Teleseminar. Our special guest today is Mr. Dwayne Spears, and I want to give you just a brief background on him, and I'll let him fill in the blanks as well. He's been teaching children for quite a while, and martial arts in general quite a while. He began teaching 5 days a week, children ages 3 and up, and he founded his first company in the year 2000, Extreme Youth Sports, which currently provides classes like karate, dance, cheerleading, and tennis to over 1,000 children in the Tampa Bay area and over 1,200 students in the Miami-Dade area. And he quickly figured out, according to him, that it's great to be able to enroll hundreds of new students quickly with little to no financial investment. And because of his breakthrough idea and immediate success, he committed himself, and he is committed, to sharing his secrets with a few instructors that are really interested in inspiring children in their community. He's got a background in Muay Thai, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and Judo, and he is one of our consulting apprentice mentors for the challenge that starts at the end of this month. So we're really looking forward to everybody getting to work with Mr. Spears. So today he's here to talk to us about hardcore hiring, the art of hiring. So welcome.
Thank you, Kathy. It's with great pleasure of mine to be able to present to everybody today. And I would love to acknowledge the fact that you guys are taking such a positive step in the right direction to not only improve your business, but to also to be able to offer employment opportunities to the people and instructors in your community. So I applaud you for that. You guys are doing a great thing for yourself and for others. This teleseminar today is going to be based off of the book that I have written called Hardcore Hiring, and that is The Art of Hiring the Right People, Keeping Them Around for a While, and Getting Them to Actually Do What They Were Hired to Do. Now, before we get started, I wanted to give you a little bit of background about myself, but also I wanted to inform you on what my teleseminar is going to be about today. I have been teaching martial arts to children ages 3 and up for quite some time, actually for about 15 years now. And just like Kathy had said, we do have over 1,000 students in the Tampa Bay area, and we're approaching 1,300 students currently in the Miami-Dade area. With that many children, and we have over 50 locations, I'm sure that all of you could imagine that I'm not the person teaching all the classes. That would be absolutely impossible. But what I do have to rely on is a solid team of instructors to teach those classes for me. And most importantly, we need a team of instructors that have been trained properly, that are committed to sharing the same vision that I have, and they're committed to making the business grow. So we're very particular and very picky on who we bring onto our team, and I've spent a lot of time, a lot of studying, and a lot of research to develop this system to effectively hire these people that we're searching for, and I would love to share that information with you guys today. So again, thank you for being here. So what I'm going to do today is literally go through some of the chapters in this ebook, and again, it's called Hardcore Hiring, and right now we have about 8 chapters, and we also have some bonus materials that we'll talk about towards the end of the call that we would like to offer to you guys. But the first thing is I want you guys to acknowledge that many people in today's society, especially in business, they wake up and they do the same thing over and over, and then they wonder why they get the same results at the end of the day. Anytime that you do the same thing over and over, the results will always be the same and nothing will ever change. So I'm presenting you guys with a challenge today. The challenge is to tell the little voice in the back of your head. Now, if you're asking, what is that little voice? That is the little voice. What you need to do is you need to challenge that little voice to quiet down and to be open-minded. That little voice, we're going to call that the LV. The LV constantly keeps you guessing. It keeps you analyzing the situation. And unfortunately, that little voice was created because of past failures and past mistakes. That little voice has been created to keep you safe and to keep everything certain. But in this economy, there's a lot of uncertainty. So I challenge you and everybody that's on this call that hears it in the future to quiet down that little voice and to be open to the message. Now, I'm going to go ahead and present a lot of information today. Some of these ideas might seem crazy. Some of them maybe you guys have never even thought of before. But the challenge is to go ahead and just try some of these ideas and see how they work for you. These ideas have worked for me and all of the people that I've consulted with. So let's go ahead and begin. Chapter number one of this book is entitled, Stop Working So Much and Hire Somebody. Now, if you're the instructor that wakes up every day and has to teach virtually every single class at your facility, this is you. You're waking up, you're teaching all these classes, you have no time for anything else, you have no time for all of the important things that you need to accomplish to run your business, and the best thing that you should do right now is consider hiring somebody. There's three reasons why people, business owners, should hire somebody. The first reason is you may have just fired somebody. The second reason is maybe someone had quit and now there's a spot open, and hopefully that person gave a 2 weeks' notice. Or the third reason is perhaps your company is growing and now you need extra instructors. So whatever your reason is, definitely consider hiring somebody. Now, there's three cases that are extremely common when we go to hire somebody. Case number one, and this is very typical with a lot of people that I consult, is that they place an employment ad and nobody calls them. And I'm sure that this is pretty common. You know, you go out and you place an employment ad, you spend top dollar, you maybe put it in a newspaper, or you go to an employment website like Monster.com, and later on you find out that it was just a waste of your time and money. Very common. Case number two, you place an employment ad and the wrong people call. Now, have you ever been the victim of this problem? You spend a lot of money on an employment ad, and then the phone calls and the emails about your job opportunity overwhelm you. You get a ton of people, and finally you're like, this is it. I'm going to be able to hire the right person. But then all of a sudden, when you go to start interviewing these people, you quickly find out that there's nobody that's really good. There's no one that you can really use. It's very disappointing. Case number three is that you hire the right person, and then suddenly everything goes all wrong. You bring them on your team. They start working with you. Next thing you know, they might be calling out or showing up late, or they just don't operate with a lot of integrity. And now you're faced with a decision early on into that relationship whether or not you should keep them and work extra hard to make them a better person and to show up to work on time or to let them go. So those are three very common things that we have to deal with as business owners. And the good news is that I have found a way to eliminate those three problems, and I'm going to share that with you on this call. So we've already talked about being open to this message, and again, I challenge you to quiet that little voice down. One of the things that we need to acknowledge is that anytime that you're the person doing all of the work in your business, that means that there's no work being done on your business. That means that you're not improving. You're not marketing the way that you should. You're not training your team the way you should, because you're literally in the classroom teaching all of the classes. And there's a lot of competition in Florida that I have that does that, and because of it, it actually holds them back. So a couple of the things that you're avoiding if you're the person that's in the class is, number one, you're avoiding hiring new employees because you don't have time for it. You're avoiding, number two, training employees to be great. Number three, you're not expanding your current business. Number four, you're not improving how your business operates effectively. You're also, number five, you're not marketing for new clients or customers. And number six, very importantly, you're not creating your systems for business success. This is the exact reason why you need to hire someone as soon as possible. You know, most business owners, they hate the hiring process. They say that it takes too much time. They have their little voice that says, oh, I'm bad at hiring, or I'll do it tomorrow. Don't make excuses. Take this information you received today and act on it as soon as possible. Try some of these steps today. Now, moving along, there are so many ways to attract people to your employment opportunity. I want you to be very open-minded. Let's not be as traditional as most business owners are. Right now, the newspaper is pretty obsolete in today's society. You can still place employment ads on a newspaper. You'll get some results back. But most importantly, I want you guys to be open to the possibility that you can conduct business through the internet very affordably, in most cases for free. So the next thing that I want to talk about are websites that will enable you to post job opportunities and how to do that. Now, in the ebook that I've written, Hardcore Hiring, I actually give you 40 different websites that allow you to post jobs for free. I use almost every single one of them on a regular basis, and it helps tremendously. But today for this call, we're going to single it down to talking about using Craigslist. For those of you that are not familiar with Craigslist.org, basically that is an online classifieds website. You can sell things on there. You can post job opportunities. You can rent houses. I mean, this website is amazing, and it does a lot. But let's single in on employment opportunities. On that website, when you guys get a chance, again, go to Craigslist.org. You're going to notice that you can post ads for regions across the entire world, but most importantly, you can single it into your city. I've been told that there are a few cities that Craigslist does charge to place ads for. However, in the Tampa Bay area and actually in the majority of the United States, from what I understand, it's still free, and that's what I use quite a bit. So what I want you guys to do is make a commitment today to at least go and visit that website for the first time, make yourself familiar with it, and post a job ad. Post a job ad on there. And the next thing that we're going to talk about is the 7 steps for an effective employment ad. And when you do go onto Craigslist, it's going to ask you, things like what your job pays, what your contact information is, how many locations and where they're at. So you need to make sure that you answer all of these, and that's what we're going to talk about. So the 7 steps for an effective employment ad are as followed. Number 1, you have to write a catchy subject line and header. Now, you're going to notice on that website that there's a ton of other employment ads. You know, this technology is not new. However, most of them are very boring, and they're not eye-catching. So, for instance, if you go on there, you're going to see a ton of other companies that are going to write ads like, now hiring, click here. Very boring. What you need to do is write a catchy subject line that is very specific to what you are looking for. One of the subject lines that I would write is, now hiring awesome martial art instructors. Read now! Exclamation point. That has worked very effectively for me. The other thing that you have to do is, once you actually create your ad, you need to ask an enrolling question. And what I mean by asking an enrolling question is, when you're designing your ad, you really want to be persuasive when you have a reader. So I'm going to read you part of one of the ads that I have written, and I want you to look for the enrolling questions and how I kind of draw that person in to imagine, or to have them imagine themselves working for my company. So I'll go ahead and read it verbatim, word for word. It says, "Attention, martial arts instructors. Are you ready to become part of a successful team where you can earn great money, love your career, and become successful? Yes. Extreme Youth Sports is now hiring martial arts instructors with experience in one or more of the following styles: karate, taekwondo, jiu-jitsu, judo, muay thai, or any similar style. This exciting opportunity will not last long. If you work well with children ages 4 and up, then this is the perfect opportunity for you." That's one of the main paragraphs that I write. And then underneath that, I talk about, you know, the different schedules that we have and some of the requirements, and we'll get into that in just a second. So the third step for writing an effective employment ad would be to write a brief summary of the job, and you want to be motivating. You have to remember that people do not want to work in a place that they're going to be bored out of their mind. And because you and your competition are writing ads online, you want to draw in as many people as humanly possible to respond to your ads. You really want to be motivating. Definitely use a lot of exclamation points. Step number 4, you want to list out all necessary requirements for your applicants. Now, guys, you have to remember one thing. You're not hiring just because you want an extra coach or an extra instructor at your dojo or your facility. You want to hire somebody that's going to share the same vision that you have and that has the same passion about your business that you do. So, For step number four, when you list out the necessary requirements, you want to weed out all of the bad applicants. And believe me, there's going to be tons of people that are going to apply. You only want to deal with the people that have a lot of great potential. So some of the necessary requirements that I have for my job, I'll go ahead and read those. It says you must be over the age of 21. You must be motivating and energetic. You must have reliable transportation. That's extremely important for my business model. With as many locations as we have, I need those guys to be able to drive around. You must have a clean criminal background. That is vital. In the state of Florida, working with kids, and I'm sure in your states, that is a requirement that you must have a clean background to be able to work with children. So that's one thing that I put right on the ad. I also require that they have proof of their black belt or instructor certification from another organization. And finally, they have to have a positive attitude and be open-minded. A lot of times when I bring people onto my team, a lot of the terminology that we use might not be exactly what they're used to when they teach, or some of the curriculum that we have might be set up in a different order than they're used to teaching. So I need people that are open-minded, and I'm sure you do as well. Now, a really important thing that a lot of people forget to do when they write employment ads is they don't include a link to their website. If you want your ad to be believable and to be real and to really get these people to be enrolled in that possibility of working with you, you need to have a link to your website so they can research your company. So that's one thing you need to add. Another thing is list out and write what the job pays. You know, a lot of people that are actually going online and searching for jobs, they need money. They need different options right now. So when they look at your ad versus your competitor's ads, they need something that is concrete. They want to know how much they're going to be making or what the potential salary could be. So make sure you add that. And lastly, number seven, include your contact information. You would not believe how many companies will post a job ad and then they'll forget to leave out a lot of their contact information. So here's what I put. I will say, contact us today by visiting our website and filling out the instructor employment form. Visit www.extremeyouthsports.com. And then I also give them our office phone number as well as our toll-free fax line. And you'd be surprised. People will actually send you faxes. They'll send in their resumes that way. They will email you resumes. They may call you asking for questions. So you want all of your lines of communication wide open. And then the final line that I put is don't miss out on this exciting opportunity to be successful. Contact us today. I really want these people to read this advertisement and to go, wow, I can be successful if I work with Extreme Youth Sports. And that's my goal, is to get these people pumped up and motivated to want to work with us. All right. So now that you have your job advertisement posted, and again, I challenge you guys to do that today, or at least go to that website and familiarize yourself with it. What are the next steps? Well, I want to give you guys a couple things to look for. And these are pretty accurate statistics. As I was writing this book, and especially over the last 2 weeks, I've been conducting interviews for my company, and I've actually been filming them. So as part of purchasing the ebook, I believe, Kathy, I think we're selling it for $29.95. We're also including bonus footage. And this bonus footage will be live, unedited footage of these interviews that I have been doing over the past few weeks. And you'll literally get to see me interacting with these applicants on a group interview. And it goes step by step on what we're accomplishing. So here's some of the numbers that I get on an average hiring campaign. Anytime that I go and I put my ads out, I'll usually get 15 responses within the first 3 to 4 days. Now, what I try to do with those 15 responses is immediately respond back to those people and invite them to attend a live group interview. I usually host group interviews on Saturdays between 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. And you guys can, you know, mess around with that schedule yourselves, but I found that that most people can commit to coming out on Saturday mornings. Out of the 15 applicants or resumes that I'll receive online, about 10 of those people will actually show up to that group interview. Out of those 10 people, I have found that with the standards that my company has, Only about 3 or 4 of those people will actually meet our standards to where I would feel comfortable bringing them onto the team. And out of those 3 to 4 people, we usually only hire one person. So that ratio of one person out of every 15 applicants is very common to my company. I've tested this process numerous times over the past several years for all of the sports we offer. So this doesn't just involve martial arts, but we also have dance, cheerleading, and tennis. A couple of things I want you guys to acknowledge. Don't get discouraged if your numbers are lower than mine. I do live in a fairly large city in the Tampa Bay area, so we do get a lot of people searching for jobs. And also, don't give up if the applicants aren't exactly what you're looking for. Now, remember, you're hiring the right person. You're not just hiring the person that applies for the first couple people that apply for the job. So be patient and make sure that you keep your standards very high. One of the things you need to remember is that this is a numbers game. So you may need to place ads on all of the websites that I have given you in this ebook, especially with Craigslist. It's very common. It may even take a couple weeks before you find the right person for the job you're hiring for, but remember, persistence is going to be your key to success. And if you're like me and hate waiting for success to find you, the next thing that I want to talk about is how you can take action right now and learn how to recruit instructors for your job opportunity. So the next thing we're going to talk about is how to actively go and find instructors for your company. So the next chapter is called Top Secret Recruiting Practices. And one of the things that I do when I consult with a lot of companies, and I do this inside my industry and in other industries, is I tell them to go on to social networking sites. So if you've ever heard of MySpace or Facebook, you can literally go on these websites, and they have groups. So here's one of the challenges, exercises I want you guys to do. When you get a chance, go on to MySpace.com and go to search within the groups that they have. And one of the things that I did the other day is I just typed in ATA for American Taekwondo Association. There were literally thousands of people within ATA that belonged to those groups. And I love hiring people from ATA. They have a very good structure, so they tend to mesh very well within my group. But it's not uncommon where I'll go and I'll see these people. I'll get a chance to read their profile on MySpace, which is funny because a MySpace profile, in my opinion, is more real than an actual resume that they're going to send you. Because on that MySpace profile, they're not trying to impress anybody. They're just being themselves, and that's really important. So if you get the opportunity to go do that, you'll find out a lot of information about your applicants very quickly, and then you can choose whether or not you actually want to contact them. You can offer them a position. And I do that quite frequently, and I've had great success with that. The other thing that you can do, we've always heard about the 6 degrees of separation in this world, and that's a concept that's pretty universal as far as I've heard many times that everybody is linked together in this world by 6 people at least. So if you have a MySpace or a Facebook profile, go on there and post a bulletin asking the people within your social network if they could recommend a person for your job. I've done that many times and had great success with that as well. And you'll find that, you know, since you do know other martial art instructors or people that have similar interests to you, that will be a valid option. So feel free to go on there and try to find people for your job. Don't just let them find you. Definitely go and try that today, or at least familiarize yourself with those websites. And I also tell all the businesses that I consult with to get your own MySpace page or your own Facebook profile. So definitely experiment with that today. Another thing that's very uncommon, and again, your little voice in the back of your head is going to be like, this guy must be out of his mind, is use your competitors for help. You know, we're not back in the day, you know, remember the old movie The Karate Kid and Cobra Kai and how they always competed and nobody liked each other. That's just not how it is anymore. I want you to be the open-minded instructor in your community that is not afraid to contact other instructors. And, you know, this is something that I just recently started doing, and I found success with it. I challenge you guys to try it. Contact some of the other martial art groups that are in your area. Get them, you know, the head instructor or the senior instructor on the phone. Introduce yourself. Be really cool. And talk to them. Be really personable and ask them if they have any assistant instructors that might be, you know, looking for extra hours. You would be shocked. a lot of businesses right now have cut the hours of all of their instructors. Classes are getting low. Attendance is low, especially for the summer. And they have instructors that need extra hours. Now, as long as you're, you know, able to sign a non-compete and say that you're not going to steal their instructors away from them, maybe you guys could work together. So one of the things that I've recently done was I needed a few extra judges for a competition that I hosted, and I invited my competitors to come out and help me judge this event. And I wasn't sure how they were going to respond to this, but sure enough, I had three different groups come out. They brought their instructors, and they helped me do an amazing job at judging this competition that I just hosted. So because of that, we were able to develop a good relationship. Now we're going to do some joint seminars together. So this has really opened up opportunities beyond what I had originally expected. And also, I ended up hiring a person for one of our grappling positions. So definitely be open to doing that. And moving along, you know, once you have these people that have applied to your job, it's like, what do we do with them next? So we know that we want to have a group interview. I tell everybody that I consult with, do not go and do one-on-one interviews with every single person that applies for a job. Imagine this. If you have 15 people every 3 or 4 days that are sending you a resume and you devote time to meeting with every single person one-on-one, you are going to spend numerous hours interviewing these people. And I can tell you right now that as soon as people come in for a group interview, half of them get weeded out just because they're a few minutes late or they don't present themselves in a professional manner. Do you really want to spend one-on-one an hour with people like that? I mean, come on, you guys are going to drive yourselves insane. So avoid all of that hassle and go straight to doing the group interview. Now, once you have all of these people at your group interview, what do you do? Well, here are some steps that I follow. And again, I have actual footage of me doing this on two different occasions. And I'm committed to also updating this information as you go along if you purchase this ebook, so we'll stay in contact. But here's some of the steps that I do that I would love to challenge you guys to try to do. So go ahead and write these down. Step one, you want to schedule your group interview. Again, stick to like Saturdays around 10 or 11 a.m. I've tried numerous different schedules, and this has worked best. Step two is you want your people to come in. Have a sit down comfortably. If you have mats at your facility, just have them sit down on the mats. Don't make it a traditional business interview. You want these people to come in, be comfortable, and be themselves. So I usually have everybody come in. They sit in a semicircle so they can easily see myself as well as the other people. And you want to introduce yourself and thank them for committing to this interview. You have to remember, you want these people to feel like you appreciate their time. And one of the things that I want you to do immediately is have them write their names on one of those hello, my name is tags and have them wear it on their chest. This will allow you to have first name communication, which encourages a level of comfortability. That's such an important thing. You want to be on a first name basis with these people. Now, after you've introduced yourself and you've welcomed everybody and you know everybody's first name, the next step, step three, is to create what we're going to call a safe place. This step is vital to the hiring system. You need to express to your applicants that the room that you're sitting in is a quote-unquote safe place. And what that means is that nobody's going to judge them or make fun of them or criticize them in any way for the answers and the conversations that you guys have. This is extremely important, and one of the values that I've gotten out of it is once I've told these people that it's a safe place, I notice that they tend to relax a little bit better. And they're not as uptight, and they tend to stray away from those programmed interview answers that everybody gives, and they become more real, and they get down to the point, and they start expressing why they're there and what are some of their real concerns and what are some of the things that they look for in a position. So definitely acknowledge that they can openly share what's on their mind. Now, step four, ask open-ended questions. And then sit back and watch who participates. You guys want people on your team that communicate very well. You want people to be able to speak clearly. You want them to speak with enthusiasm. This gives you the opportunity to see how these people communicate and to see their personality and to experience that. Instead of just sitting there and having them tell you, you know, a brief summary about their martial art experience or whatever experience they have pertaining to that particular opportunity. Instead, I'll ask questions such as this. I'll say, what brings you guys here today? Whoever wants to go ahead and, you know, contribute to this conversation, just raise your hand and start speaking. And I will not call on every person because I want to see who's outgoing. And those are the instructors that I want. I want instructors on my team that are not afraid to go speak to the parents of the children and that are not to that are not afraid to make that sale. So sit back, ask them why they even came out today. Also, a great question is ask them, what are some of the difficulties in the job market today? What are some of the things that they have been experiencing? And what you're going to find is that there's a lot of people that have come to you because maybe they got laid off or they got their hours cut or they might be a college student looking for a part-time job. This will help you relate more to their situation. And also, once these people understand that you're on their level and that you care about why they're there, they're going to become more open and honest with you again. Some of the other questions that I ask, and this is really funny, and I really challenge you guys to try this, is the third question would be, what are you looking for in your ideal job? And I always ask that to people, and I say, you know, what do you guys want out of an employment opportunity? What are you looking for? What would make you happy? And for a lot of people, this is a very hard question to answer. They've never really thought that way. They've never thought about, what do I want? What kind of great opportunity do I want with a company? Instead, most people are just like, well, I hope this is going to be okay. I hope I'll be able to tolerate this company. I hope that I'll be able to tolerate this management or tolerate this business owner. In Extreme Youth Sports, my business, we try to create a culture of teamwork and enthusiasm, and we try to get people to contribute their ideas to our team. And that's what I challenge you guys to do. Don't just make it a job. Make it an opportunity. And so by giving these people the opportunity to contribute their thoughts and their ideas and to really say what they are looking for, that will give you feedback on what type of boss or what type of manager you need to be to make it effective, to make it a win-win for you and them. It's a very important thing to do. Now, step number five is really important. This is when you want to create a really exciting possibility for them. I want you to say things to these people like, imagine working at a place where you would love to be. Or you could say, imagine working on a team where you can depend on steady hours and steady pay. Or you could say, once you become a member of this team, your ideas and feedback will be respected and listened to. When you create a possibility for the people that are in that room, they all of a sudden can see themselves teaching class with you. They can see themselves working at your facility and doing a great job, doing an extraordinary job. Try to stray away from that typical interview process where you ask a question and they give you a programmed answer. I want you to paint a picture of what it's going to be like 3 months after they work with you, or 6 months down the line, or even a year down the line. I want you to say things like, after you're with us for 5 years, then it's going to be an amazing possibility where you can actually run programs with us and you can actually partner with us and open up dojos with us. So you really want to tie these people in. Now, step number six, you want to cover the specifics about your opportunity. This would be talking about some of the policies and procedures and the schedules that you have and the pay. You know, you definitely want to cover the specifics. Now, here's something very interesting that I've used and it's worked so well. Step number seven. Take a short 5 to 10 minute break. Now, I'm going to read something to you that I say every single time I do an interview. And I want you guys to be really open-minded to this. And this is really thinking outside of the box. All right, so step number seven, take a 10-minute break. This break will allow you to observe the group in many unique ways, and it allows for people to leave if they are not interested in your opportunity. So before you announce this break, you should say, and this is literally something that I say, all right, quote unquote, all right, so far I have discussed this employment opportunity with you, and I want to thank you again for being present. For some of you, This will be the end of your interview. If this opportunity is something that you cannot commit to, you are more than welcome to leave, and nobody will speak badly of you. And as a matter of fact, we still appreciate you coming out here and being honest with us today. Now, you will be surprised. Most of the time, everybody's going to stay. And, you know, and during that break, you're going to get a chance to see who goes outside, lights up a cigarette, or who gets on their cell phone, or who communicates with the other instructors. I always look for that. I want to see which instructors are outgoing and which instructors communicate and are friendly with the other instructors. But then in certain cases, and this actually happened last Saturday, and I have this on film, there was a guy who he stood up and he goes, you know what, this is something that I cannot commit to. Thanks for your time. I'm going to go ahead and take off. And I simply said, hey, you know, I appreciate the honesty. I valued your time. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to meet you. And he took off. But what you're going to find is that the people that do stick around, the people that do commit to staying there after that break, they're really in it now. They've committed. They've taken action to that opportunity. And you know, I don't want to waste time with anybody that's not really there for the long-term job opportunity. Now, as we approach the end of this, step 8, you want to play a fun and slightly ridiculous game. And this is really funny. Right now, your little voice is like, what is he talking about? Tell us to quiet down and just listen. You want to play a fun and slightly ridiculous game with your group. I mean, this could be something as cheesy as literally pulling out some children's puzzles and having instructors team up together and putting a puzzle together and, you know, trying to find out which team does it the fastest. Or you could take it a step further, and this is what I've been doing, is I will literally have each instructor do a 3 to 5 minute lesson on whatever martial art technique or series of techniques that they want to teach the group. And if you are hiring for a martial art position, this gives you the opportunity to look for a few things. You get to see the level of physical skill that your applicants have. You get to see how they communicate in a classroom setting, because now they are in charge for that 3 to 5 minutes. And what happens during that time is the rest of the applicants, they are the students. And then you simply take turns. One person teaches for 3 to 5 minutes. You give them a big round of applause. They join the class, and then the next person comes up. This will allow you to really single out the people that you want. And lastly, step 9 is allow them to ask questions. This is a time that you're going to sit down. They're going to ask you all sorts of things, from do we get benefits to what hours or when can we start. It's important to be able to answer their questions, because at the very end of it, step number 10, the final step, is you want to tell them thanks for attending your interview and tell them that they will be contacted the next day by 12 p.m. And if you have somebody that you do want to hire, stay on top of that. You need to have integrity. And if you told them that you're going to email them or contact them by 12 p.m. the next day, you better do that. Now, one of the things that I do that I would love for you guys to experiment with is have the people work for free. And I'm being completely honest and completely serious. I always have people work for free before I give them a job. And if you're curious to find out what that is, then we're going to get into that right now. Okay, so what do I mean? Okay, you guys are sitting there going, Dwayne, this is crazy. Well, it probably sounds crazy, but it makes a lot of sense. Depending on the job that you're hiring for, there will be a lot of creative ways to get your potential new applicant to work for free. And yes, this is true. I don't want you to think that this is a way to get free work for a long time, but instead it's a chance for the new applicant to prove that he or she wants the job. In my business, I have potential coaches teach a few lessons or classes as an audition process, and this shows me that they're team players, that they are credible, and that they're capable of performing the job that they applied for. So here are some of the ways that I get a new applicant to work for free. I get them to teach a few free classes. Or I may have them assist for free as a judge or referee in one of the competitions that I host. If we have a belt testing that's scheduled towards the end of the month for that particular month, I'll get them to come in as a guest judge to help me do a belt testing. I may have them commit to a schedule of free job trainings. So what that means is, if let's say that I have an instructor that I want to hire, well, they need to learn how we teach, and they need to learn our system. And when they come in to learn that system, I don't pay them for that, and I let them know that ahead of time because they're not valuable to my organization until they can teach the same way that we teach. So that's something that you can do. You could also have them come out and conduct a couple free personal training sessions or maybe some private lessons with some of your students. Or they could come in and help you create a new program. One of the things that we're experimenting with now is we are going to be creating a judo and wrestling program, and I really want it to complement the grappling that we do in our curriculum. So one of the new people that I'm hiring is a female instructor. Her name's Brittany, and she's a great judo instructor. And even though we currently don't offer a judo class, that would be something that I'm open to. So I'm actually going to have her come in. And again, it's free. She's going to come in and help me create this new program. So when you have these people come in and they're volunteering their time, that shows you the type of character that they are. And that shows you that that is somebody that will commit to your team. I would be very wary of people that completely just sit there and talk about dollar signs. And with any business, you know, pay can go up and pay can go down. But you don't want people that are obsessed with a paycheck. And those are people that I will not hire. I'm looking for team players. Moving along, you know, one of the things that people are really awesome at are getting people in the door, conducting these interviews. But once they hire the person, they go, welcome, congratulations, thank you for joining the team. All right, now you may start. And they tend to just throw their employees out and put them on the floor. And the employee might not know exactly what they're held accountable for, or they might not know exactly what they're responsible to do. So one of the things that you need to make sure that you guys have in place, and this is something that we talk about in a lot of detail within this ebook, is how to create effective systems. And most importantly, how to create an employee operations manual. Now, when I first started my business in year 2000, I did not have an employee operation manual. What I was doing was hiring instructors. We did an audition process. I sent them out. They were teaching their classes. You know, they all did pretty well, but what I found was that there was a lot of differences between the instructors. And because of those differences, they ended up those. We cover all of the pay and the compensation details and pretty much any other relevant info that pertains to the company. And because everything is written, there is no discretion. Everything is black and white. The people that I bring on the team know exactly what they're held accountable for, and that's extremely important. So in this book, we do cover in detail, and I give you some templates of what I use. And once you have these people on the team, the next thing that you need to do is continue their education. Now, this is something that obviously you guys are familiar with because you're on this phone call today. You're continuing your education as a business owner. But let's go and take it a step further. We need to talk about how we can coach our instructors. Now, you might have a phenomenal martial art instructor that may or not, I mean, they might even be more physically talented than yourself, and that's actually a great thing. You really want a solid team of athletes and people that can do the techniques and demonstrate them well and that are good in the classroom. But there are so many other things that you can coach your team on. You can coach them on integrity. You can coach them on sales, on how to be an effective leader, how to be an effective communicator. So each week, what I do with my team is we have a coaching call. It's very similar to what we're doing right now. I have my team call in. They get a PIN number, just like how you guys did, and it connects us all together. We host our calls every Sunday evening at 8:30 to 9 o'clock. And one of the things that I have found that is hugely successful with this is that everybody is always on the same page. Everybody knows what's going on with the business and within this organization. They know how, or they know where we're expanding to. They know all of our new events that we're planning. But most importantly, it allows for a sense of teamwork and that unity type feeling that you want with your team members. And it also presents you as a leader. And this gives you the opportunity to really shed some light on things that they might be lacking in. And for instance, last week, one of the things that we spoke about with my company was how to improve our conversion rate from people that come in and try a class for free and actually getting them to commit to a monthly training plan. So we talk about how to make our classes more fun and how to make more sales. So there are a lot of ways that you can do that. And believe it or not, in this ebook, I've given you guys some websites that you can use that will allow you to do these free conference calls. And again, it's free. And the best part is you can actually record these calls for free using their software. Again, everything is free. Let me make that clear. And the best part is that when you do record it, you can archive it and go and listen to these calls later on down the road. Or let's say that one of your coaches was unable to make that particular call. You can email them the audio file so they can get caught up. Now, the last and final thing for the next 3 minutes is we're going to talk about integrity. And then we're going to go ahead and take some questions and answers. So chapter 8 in this ebook talks a lot about integrity and how important it is for you as a business owner to follow through with what you're going to say. And this goes from making sure that if you tell somebody you're going to call them at 12 o'clock, that they are getting a phone call at 12 o'clock. Or if you say you're going to send an email today, they better have that email by the end of the day. You really need to stick to your guns and follow through with your word. One of the things that I do personally is I follow the instruction or the employment manual that I have. I follow it just like I was an employee because I have to lead by example. Nobody wants to work for someone that sits there and says one thing and then does something completely different. All right, that creates uncertainty. That's going to affect your team and you're going to have people drop like flies. You need to make sure that you're sticking to your word. And with any type of business, integrity is the only thing that will keep it together. And it starts from you, the leader, the business owner, the president, the CEO, whatever your job title is. You need to be a person of integrity. And it starts from the instant that your potential applicant initiates the process by sending you their resume. You need to be in constant communication with those people. You need to follow through on time. And make sure that you do what you're going to say you're going to do. Now, when you apply all of these steps, and again, this ebook goes in a lot more detail, and it gives you a lot more examples, but when you go and you start from step one and work your way all the way through, you will have amazing coaches. You will have people that commit to the vision that you have. These are people that are not going to call out of work. They're not going to show up late to class. In fact, they're going to be there early. These are going to be people that have committed and that share the same passion that you do for the success of your business. And the reason why they do that is because they don't feel like they are employees. That is the most important thing. You are making them feel as if they're partners. They're on a team that all have the same exact vision. And that is key. You want these people to commit to sharing that vision with you. Now, in closing, I do appreciate your guys' time. You know, I want to definitely acknowledge that this is something that takes practice. You might feel awkward and uncomfortable the first couple times that you do these type of interviews or even some of the things that I suggested that you try today. But again, one of the first things that we talked about on this call is that unless you change what you do, your results won't change. And the reason why you're on this call today is to learn how to hire the right people, and you have to change what you do on a day-to-day basis. And this will hopefully give you guys a platform to follow and some structure to enable you to find those right people and to increase your business and to become profitable and to reach your goals. So, again, thank you. My name is Dwayne Spires. I wanted to give you guys my email address, youthsports@yahoo.com. And one more time, that's extremeyouthsports@yahoo.com. Feel free to email me any questions following up with this call, and I would love to talk to you guys. And Kathy, thank you again. So at this time, if we can go ahead and do some questions and answers, that would be great.
Okay, sure. First of all, thank you very much. That was very informative. I definitely picked up some new information for myself.
You're welcome,
including
Kathy.
I love the group interview. Didn't even think about doing that one. Very nice. Is there anybody on the phone line that has a question that they'd like to ask? Okay. One of the things that someone had typed in from the web, it was an observation on the handout, the website that's childcarecashflow.com. That's not live quite yet, is it?
Not yet. That should be live within about the next 2 weeks, and that is going to be an entire system that I have done here in Tampa. Literally, I'm teaching entrepreneurs and business owners how to copy everything that we've done here in Tampa, which has enabled us to enroll hundreds of kids a month to get us to the numbers that we're at now. So that will be up very, very soon. If you guys are interested in that, feel free to send me an email, and I'll keep in touch with you regarding the launch of that, and that will be made available through the reward store through membersolutions.com.
Okay, great. Thank you. One of the questions is, if you want to use the same type of techniques for hiring that you're describing to hire a program director or a retail manager, how would you modify some of the things that you would do on that group interview?
One of the things that I would do, well, besides doing the group interview and just kind of feeling them out and finding out why they want to work for your team, is you can do some role-playing exercises. So if you're hiring somebody that is going to be a key person in the communications of your business, so let's say you are hiring a program director, and he or she is going to be communicating with your customers and, you know, anybody really, I would set up and do some role-playing activities, do some mock phone calls, or get them to even try to sell you a package. And anytime that you can do those mock phone calls or that role playing, it'll really give you a chance to see how creative that person is. You can see how they react to objections. You can also see their phone skills as well and see how effective they are at communicating. So that's something that we have done in the past, and we've had great results with it, and I definitely challenge you guys to try that as well.
Okay, thank you. I don't think we have any other questions on the web at this time.
Okay.
So, you know, in closing, I want to say thank you so much for being with us today. Absolutely. And, you know, again, I love the group idea. I love the fact that, you know, you kind of pushed us all to, you know, get onto Craigslist.org today.
Definitely.
And
Definitely.
Even gave us ideas of exactly the ads that you place that have been successful yourself. And you've you know, my head spins sometimes when I listen to really good speakers because I'm picking up so much information. I get a little, whoa, wow, you know, this is really good stuff. But I also love the fact that you mentioned your ebook even has like a list of 40 websites that are
free.
You know, yeah, I like that.
Free, and
I like
also it contains the website that you can use to conduct your own conference calls for free as well, and that's important for your team.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that ebook, I know that ebook's only $29.95, I believe. And about how many pages is that?
This
ebook
comes down to about 30 pages, and a lot of it is just straight up material, a lot of websites and a lot of description of actual things that I have used that has been successful. So we're literally giving you templates to follow. If you want to copy them word for word and just fill in the blanks with your information, you can do that because these are the exact templates, the exact ads, everything that we use on a weekly basis here with my company. And, you know, with the numbers that we have right now, we have to use things that are effective. So you have my full permission to use all of the stuff that's in that ebook as your own and experience the same results that we do.
Okay, awesome. And if anyone's listening to this in our archive, once it goes up, if you need the link for that, you can just email consulting@membersolutions.com and ask us for the link to the ebook so that you can take a look at that and see if that's something that you'd like to invest in.
Definitely.
All right. Again, thank
you
very
much.
Kathy,
thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm looking forward to the consulting apprentice workshops and challenge in the future. And I'm looking forward to also teaching instructors with Member Solutions how to inspire everybody in their community to become part of their organization.